Hi there, club members, and welcome to this Wednesday's live session. It's actually session number 50. Isn't that magnificent? Gosh, we've gone through 50 of these together. All of them, as you know, you can find in the club hub. Go there anytime to scroll through the titles and have a look at what resonates with you and watch it with your team. It's a great way of utilizing those past recordings in our vast 50 plus library now. Now let's get into today's session. I'm going to share my screen and we will have a look at our Trello board, the club Trello board. Under the next communication, we've got today's live session. Click into that. And what we've got focused on today is, as you know, this month of January has been all focused around establishing goals and achieving goals for 2021. Going back a couple of sessions here, session number 48, that was the first of this four-part series, and it was about identifying and planning to achieve your 2021 goals. And so it was identifying which goals you were going to have for the coming year. Our last session focused on establishing a plan, a way forward to achieving those goals. And today's section of us is tracking your progress. And so how to monitor your performance throughout the year and make sure you are on track. So today is going to be all about identifying some documents that I've established as part of JPPS that hopefully you'll find enormously helpful in tracking your goals and your progress towards achieving them throughout the year. The first document that I want to show you is called the Strategic Planning Manual, and it's here in PDF format for you to download, and you can use it for absolutely nothing. I've actually got some printed up, get the dust off it, some printed up. And so if you would like to have a physical copy mailed out to you, please just send me through an email. I'd be very happy to do that. Sometimes it is much easier to track your progress within the one manual. You'll find that a wonderful resource for you. So that's called the Practice Set Strategy Manual, and happy to post that out to you. Here is what is inside that Practice Strategy Manual. Goes through a bit of table of contents. It goes through the journey of awareness that I think is crucial in order for you as leader and part of a team to identify and reach practice goals. And so it takes you through a bit of information around what is important to you, what's important to your practice. It helps motivate your team to get on board. So things like, what's your practice purpose? Is it a common purpose that everyone is aware about? So you're all moving towards the same goals together. As you can see here, a quote from Peter Drucker, business purpose and business mission are so rarely given adequate thought, is perhaps the most important cause of business frustration and failure. So that's how important it is, doesn't it? And then it takes you through your vision, your practice culture as well. These are all the foundations, and I'll go back to that pyramid that was appeared there before. This is the foundations for achieving goals. First, you've got to get the foundations right. That's the purpose, vision, culture. Then we need to assess where we're at. We need to establish what our goals are. From those established goals, we have to determine what our strategies are and then how we're going to monitor our progress. Behavior policies, patient service policy, the assessment. Now, this is takes you through how to assess where you are right now. If you were going to establish a goal and track your progress and you're on your final result, well, what's that compared to? You need to know exactly where you are right now so you know progress when you see it, and you see it quite clearly through your figures, which is what we're going to be going through today. And these are the key performance indicator Excel documents that I establish for every practice or most practices that I work with. And I've got one templated that you guys can use as well. That's what we're going through today. It goes through how to establish goals. This is some of the information that we did deliver on the one of the previous recordings. So if you would like more information on how to develop a SMART goal and then and plan for that goal, then go ahead and look at the previous two recordings. I give you an example of a really powerful goal. This is the JPPS 10x5 strategy for increased profits. And it's if you impacted five different areas by 10% improvement, the enormous compounding effect that has on your bottom line. So that's an interesting couple of pages there. And it takes you through a whole year of tracking performance, establishing goals, strategies, your monthly team meeting documentation that you need moving forward. So it's a whole manual that will take you through the whole year. So hopefully you will find that very interesting. As I say, if you want the download for free immediately, it's there attached to this live session. If you would like the physical copy, let me know. It'll be in the mail to you ASAP. The second document that I've attached here, but we also had as on our previous session, the goal strategies tasks template, because I wanted to keep these ones all together for you, is the, there we go, goals, strategies, and actions. It is what you need to do once you've established a goal, because establishing a goal is not enough. We need to establish the goal and then determine which strategies, here I've got room for three strategies, which three strategies will help us achieve that goal. And then for that first, then second, then third strategy, what tasks do we need to put in place? What action steps do we need to put in place to make sure we are achieving that strategy that will then help us achieve that goal? So that is a document that is attached there for you that will also help you on your journey to identifying and achieving and establishing a plan to achieve your goals. What we're talking about today is the KPI sheet that I've established. I'm just going to open this up so it's quite separate from, pause the share for a bit because I'm going to quickly, that's what I want. I want to open that one up. Okie dokes. I can now reactivate the sharing button. So the templated Excel document looks like this. We've got a worksheet that is separated into months in the columns in the month for one whole sheet goes for one whole year. And these are goals that I tend to put, key performance indicators or KPIs. These are indicators that I put in place for teams that I work with most commonly. These are the ways of tracking. Now, let me just go back one step so I can further explain and help this make sense with you. When you have identified what your practice goals are, you know then for every goal you have to develop a strategy to reach that goal. Ideally, around three strategies, because if the first strategy doesn't work, we need to have another strategy to go with. And then every time we develop a strategy, we have the tasks and the action steps that we need to take to fulfill that strategy. Now, we need to also identify for every one of those strategies, what way are we going to track the performance of that strategy? How are we going to know if that strategy is actually working for us? And what's not working for me is this particular document, and I don't know why. It may appear suddenly. Oh, there we go. It appears suddenly. So you'll notice within the Excel document of goals, strategies, and actions, there is also tracking progress area. Note your current tracking results, and then update every month to ensure progress is being achieved. If progress needs to improve, either modify the strategy or shift to a new strategy. So you can see why the tracking is just so crucial. Why keep doing the same strategy for the whole year at the end of the year, go, oh, looked at the figures and that strategy didn't work. We're going to have to start a new strategy for the coming year. No, you want to know really quick. You want to know if the strategy is working or not, because if it's not, you may just need to identify or tweak the strategy, or you might need to wipe it for a brand new one. And so always with every goal, every strategy that you establish, find out, think about, become creative in some way, in some instances, of how you're going to track that progress. And some things are very easy to track the progress, such as income. That's a very simple report that every dental software system provides for you. But how about tracking team culture, team and staff happiness? How do you track that one? And that's where you need to go a little bit more creative on how you are going to start tracking that success, whether there is any success. If there isn't something obvious there, ask the team, how could we possibly create a way of monitoring whether the strategies that we've put in place are helping us achieve our goal? Let me give you an example. Just say as a team, you've had some disharmony, people not pulling their weight. So you think, okay, we're going to establish a firm culture in this practice. We're all going to agree and move forward with this firm culture. How are we going to do that? You know, the culture, developing a culture is the strategy that we're going to help to use in order to achieve the goal of team harmony. How are we going to know whether the introduction of a team culture is being successful or not in achieving the goal of team harmony? Well, let's provide a questionnaire, an anonymous questionnaire, every quarter, every month. Probably every month is better, so you can determine whether early on whether it's working or not, to our staff members. And it's got a series of 3, 4, 5, 10 questions all around whether you are feeling well supported, cared for, listened to, acknowledged, rewarded, trained. You can have open and frank discussions. The figures that are identified by each team member will let you know whether the strategy of implementing a team culture in your practice is actually achieving a goal of consistently happier staff members in those key crucial areas that you've identified. So that's an example that sometimes you do need to get a little creative, but no matter what, find out a way of tracking your progress. Develop your key performance indicator for that particular strategy. So once you've developed your series of goals, and therefore you have identified your series of strategies, and then you have identified your series of key performance indicators, guys, that you need to track, and then gather again every month as a team and discuss the findings and what you found. Just as a general rule, I'm a big fan of KPIs, and these particular KPIs are ones that I do encourage practice teams to track, just to make sure that the eyes are being overseeing all the important areas of your practice. So we've got the gross accounts, and I say the gross accounts, not the gross receipts, because the collection of fees is a separate issue. What we want to know is how much we're billing out. And so that's the gross accounts. I've got provider number 1, 2, and 3. You can put their surnames, first names there instead. This is a templated Excel document that you've all got access to that you can then go in there and modify yourselves. And then we've got the days worked per provider. And the days worked per provider is important because one provider may have earned double or generated double the amount of invoices than another provider, but then you've got the explanation straight under. They also worked twice as much as the other provider as well. They had twice as many sessions. Then hours worked. The reason why hours worked is an important KPI, I feel, for the provider — this one's just for the provider — is so the provider themselves can determine if they're actually improving, becoming more efficient, more productive in their surgery. What the hours worked tells us is it takes out all of the downtime, time that wasn't booked, FTAs, late cancellations. It takes all that time out. So you're only counting the actual minutes that dentist was in the surgery. Many dental software programs will give you this information as long as you ring the software provider and you say, this is the information I want. Now, what do I need to do in the appointment book to make sure that's the information I get accurately? So you've got the hours worked. And then we've got the average amount of money that each provider made every day. Now, this is the first formula that takes the figure from this cell, the total accounts, and divides it by the figure in this cell, the number of days worked. And then the one underneath divides it again by the number of hours worked. And that's where the dentist can, most commonly the dentist can have a look at that, or the hygienist, and say, gosh, you know, normally I have been turning over $550 per hour. I dropped down to $450 per hour last month. I wonder what was going on for me. Or I increased it to $700 an hour. I wonder what great thing I did that I can continue to implement as part of my routine to make sure that I'm remaining growing in productive and efficiency. We always want to monitor downtime. Downtime can be wildly expensive and costly to a dental practice. And if we were using the example of that dentist who was making on average, let's just say $500 an hour, and let's just say that every day they lost or didn't have the time booked up of, they lost half an hour. They had downtime of half an hour every day. So that's $250 a day. We times that by four because many dentists do have a four-day working week. And then we times that by 46. That's taking off weeks for annual leave and public holidays. Now, just from half an hour every day, that particular dentist who was on an hourly rate of $500 on average, by the end of the year, those half hours every day accumulated to $46,000, such a large amount of money. And so that will help that dentist and the practice recognize, gosh, that's a costly thing. We think it's this half an hour here and half an hour there, or two quarter hours here and two quarter hours there, but it's substantial over the course of the whole year. So let's make sure we're booking as efficiently as possible. I've put in here leave if they're ill, if there's seminars, if they're pregnant, on maternity leave, things like that. This information here is helpful when it starts to explain any fluctuations in gross accounts. We've got the new patient numbers as well. That's important. We want to make sure we've got a nice, you know, relatively even spread of new patients coming in, distributed amongst the providers. You may have one provider always having many more referrals directed to them. So patients actually saying, I want to see that particular dentist, that's who I've been referred to. And then you can start that questioning, gosh, Sally, you always get so many new patient referrals. Can I sit in on your new patient examination? Can I sit in on one of your treatments so I can see how you manage your relationship with your patients? Because I want to start getting many more referrals myself. Again, if you see wild fluctuations, Sally normally got many, many new patients, but all of a sudden it's dwindled right down. We haven't got anything here amongst leave that indicates that she was away for any extended period of time. Her income still remains the same, but what's happening in the surgery, I wonder, to make that dip. And so you can start a discovery process. And then an amount for how much is spent on consumables. There should always be a budget for consumables. For advertising and marketing and promotion, it's always a good idea to be spending some sort of money in those areas unless you're getting a quality number of referrals by your existing patients. Patient retention rate. So how many of these patients that are coming in actually start returning? If you're appealing to an emergency dental market, you will get a lower rate of patient retention. So make sure you understand what you are and being thoughtful about what you are actually monitoring. But if you are wanting to attract long-term patients that are loyal to you, come back every 6 to 12 months for their recalls, etc., let's have a look at our patient retention rate. And that can be as simple as printing off a list of names of new patients that came on in any particular month, and then having a think as a practice, how long do we give this patient to return? Well, if it's a six-monthly reminder, it would be 6 months. Let's extend that out to be 1 year. Maybe they're not right on time with their six-monthly review. They may still be a returning patient, but they're just not coming back in for their general checkups and clean. So you might say, okay, let's say if a patient doesn't return after a 2 year period, we may never see them again. And so you can make that decision as a group. And then you go through that list of 2 years ago from today or from this month, how many new patients came in, go back into each of those patients, whom returned and how many didn't return. And that will give you the patient retention rate. You do that every month for the previous 2 year period. treatment plan acceptance rate. So how many patients are actually booking in for their planned treatment? That's done through the day sheet assessment, where the dentist takes a printout of the day sheet every day, ticks off all the patients they suggested anything outside of a recall to, and then they put a circle beside all the ones that actually booked in for that treatment. Double check the figures just prior to the team meeting where you're going to be bringing this sheet, and that will give you the treatment plan acceptance rate. New caller conversion. This is one for the receptionists. And so they have the new caller log, which is another download within the Club Hub. They have that log at the reception. Every new caller that calls up, you get that sheet out. If they book an appointment time, you tick it off. If they don't book an appointment time, you put a little reason why and whatever you contributed to that conversation. Sometimes you can email a brochure, for example, an information brochure. But that will give you your new caller conversion. And in terms of the treatment plan acceptance rate, new caller conversion, patient retention rate, these sort of key performance indicators, if you've got as your primary goal of increasing your turnover, all these things play a role in it. And it's such a team effort as well. And when you get into the habit of gathering all this information at a team meeting for a good couple of hours, you're going through all these reports and you're having a discussion around not who did something wrong that the figure dropped. No, no, no. It's all about what areas can we try to improve in? What figures are we getting right now? Do we find them acceptable? If we want to improve upon them, let's throw around some ideas. Let's all together throw around some ideas on what we can do to further improve our new caller conversion, for example. What's getting in the way of that? And the information around the new caller conversion has been on a previous recording. I'd suggest you do it because it tells you exactly how to manage that report. And accounts outstanding, we always need to keep track of how much money is being owed to us as well. So this Excel document is to be used in conjunction with your established goals. Use it in conjunction with the goals, strategies, actions template. And all of the method for monitoring progress, tracking progress, there we go, the method for monitoring progress, all of those ones, they go into your KPI report. You just list different things in that column A. And that is what gets filled out and brought to each monthly team meeting. That's what is going to tell you whether your current strategies that you have identified for achieving your practice goals is actually working or not. I've just got a little, what have I got here? There we go. I've got a little example sheet here attached to the Trello card and attached to this live session lesson. And that will just give you something to play around with so you can see how the formulas work. Here as well, I've added in the profit and loss. I should have added that to the other one as well. Quite often it's a very good idea just to throw the profit and loss amount in there so you can certainly see the fluctuations that your accountant is seeing. So rather than him saying what's going on here, you can go, oh, yes, I know exactly what's going on there. Look at the rest of my key performance indicators. That will totally explain that fluctuation. I'm just going to jump out of there. And so with this goals month topic for step number 3, monitor your performance throughout the year and make sure you are on track. You've already written down all of your goals and identified your strategies in the goals, strategies, actions template, Excel document. Then there's the second Excel document. All of the ways of monitoring that strategy success goes into your KPI report. That information gets brought together every team meeting so you can discuss as a group and monitor as a group how you are progressing through the achievement of your 2021 goals. If you want to have everything encapsulated into the one beautiful book, then go ahead and buy the strategic, or not buy this, it's free to you guys being members of the club, but then go ahead and get the strategic planning manual. And then you've got it all inside the one book, and that can become your year of success, your best year yet. So we've moved through those. What I wanted to finish off with today is your daily focus. As you know, the daily focus of the last few weeks and the coming few weeks are all around the Charles Cobest presentation of the 7 strategies for passionate performance in your life. So Week number one was prepare your goals for mind, body, spirit. Week number two was accept your reality. Week number three was what we have just completed, self-knowledge. Now, for this coming week, it is stuff up, be courageous. So your daily focus is going to look like this. Shift the meaning you attach to stuffing up. Many times when we stuff up, our beliefs can go along the lines of, I'm not good enough, I have failed, I am disappointing, others will think less of me if they find out. If these are the beliefs and thoughts that run through our minds when we stuff up, it is no wonder that we avoid stuffing up. So shifting our belief of what stuffing up means and therefore our response when we do stuff up helps us be courageous and face the inevitable drawbacks of learning new things, developing new skills, and becoming better. We all want to get better, surely. Here are a few helpful responses to tell yourself about stuffing up. And every time you stuff up, repeat these ones. Just repeat it over and over again. It's through your constant repetition that you start to shift an internal belief. Stuffing up is a crucial and unavoidable step to learning and growing. Totally believable because it's totally true. Easy to believe. The only way to develop any new skill is to be willing to stuff up at the start. Absolutely. Stuffing up means I'm growing and developing. Well, if you believe in number one, you have to believe in number three. Everybody stuffs up. We don't find out about these stuff ups because they hide them. Stuffing up is human. Perfection is divine. So unless you have divinely come down from the heavens, personally, messenger from God, it is likely that you are human and therefore you will be stuffing up in your life. So I hope that daily focus helps you moving forward through this week. I'm just going to jump back onto the card. I've ticked that one off. We've done today. I can take the priority off there. The recording of that live session that we've just had will be attached within a few moments to that card. It's now found under the completed column. Next time, which is now my new top priority, we are going to go through that last and final step of achieving your practice goals for 2021. And it is getting your team on board with achieving these practice goals. Okay, you're going to make everybody else to help you on that little path. So all will be revealed next week. Session after that is now our mid-priority, so we're just going into labels there. And the other way of going into labels is to hover over the card itself, tap L on your keyboard, and there it is. Good luck with establishing the key performance indicator report. If you would like a more detailed step through, it is one of our doing sessions. It was a topic of a doing session a while ago. So within the Club Hub and within the Trello board, you will see, and I'll quickly show you within the Trello board, under the video tutorial, scroll down and, oh, there he is, doing session for Excel to track your key performance indicators, your KPIs. So if you would like some assistance with that, that is a fantastic place to go. I think that one runs for an hour to an hour and a half, that doing session. If you would like even further assistance, please contact me anytime. We can jump online and I can help you out. Have a lovely week. Enjoy stuffing up and shifting your beliefs and the meaning you attach to stuffing up for this current week. Next week, you'll be all over it, ready to stuff up at will and progressing to become a better and better at what you, becoming better and better at what you do. Have a fantastic week and I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday. Bye.